A museum sits just outside of Huntington that many in the state would consider a hidden gem. The Heritage Farm Museum and Village has been named the state of West Virginia's first Smithsonian Institution affiliate. The affiliation will allow the museum to use the resources and learning opportunities that the Smithsonian provides. Heritage Farm was founded in 1996 by Henriella and Mike Perry. Their idea and mission was to provide a museum-like setting that would give students from the region a chance to learn about the history and ingenuity of Appalachia. Audie Perry is the son of Henriella and Mike, and the executive director of the Heritage Farm Foundation.
It is a tremendous stamp of approval. When you yourself want to be excellent, you want to surround yourself with excellence. And many things we try to do out here, first and foremost, is to be an educational facility. And the Smithsonian is the pinnacle of that. So we pursued an affiliation with them so we could not only measure ourselves, but also learn.
Historic Appalachian artifacts are featured in 7 different buildings spread across the farm. 30 log structures sit on the property that also gives students an opportunity to visit with animals. Perry says the designation helps cement a legacy for the farm started by his father. His father, Mike Perry, passed away just a few weeks ago. Perry says the process started in the fall by filling out an over 250-page application and submitting it to the Smithsonian. He says after waiting for a while, they inquired about their application.
They responded after a few inquiries in January, late January. So the cool part is my dad got to know of the designation before he passed away, and that was really special to him because, you know, this has been his life's passion.
Alma Douglas is the National Outreach Manager for the Smithsonian Institute. She says the partnership makes sense for the Smithsonian.
Heritage Farm is a wonderful example of the sharing of the Appalachian culture in its community. I think it's a rich educational resource, not just for the community, but also for the visiting public. We are pleased to enter into this partnership with them, and we look forward to having a productive relationship in the sharing of resources from the Smithsonian.
It's that sharing of resources that's key, according to Audie Perry, in providing local educators with more options. He says they've always wanted to provide local students with the chance to learn in a different environment. But now with the opportunity to be able to borrow materials and resources from the Smithsonian, they can help even more.
What we hope to do is to be able to be more responsive to specific teacher needs. I mean, we have a wonderful education program about what we have here, but we've never really asked the question, what else do you need, to the teachers who are bringing their students.
Perry says the relationship with the Smithsonian is also getting the word out about the hidden gem in Harveytown near Huntington.
That's part of what the Smithsonian does is allow you to tap into their expertise. How does a museum get the word out in today's society that, you know, museum isn't actually the greatest exciting word that's out there? So how do we reintroduce the world to what a museum can be?
The farm is now one of 180 Smithsonian affiliates in 45 states. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.